This is Mingo No Sports. I love you. Today we're going to talk about the grades as far as the Miami Dolphins free agency so far. I give them a grade of B+ because we added some people that we lost. We did some things that we needed to improve on. And the main thing is we was laser focused on one thing. Not necessarily improving the offense, but making our defense a lot better. You got the D-tackle from Denver, a real good D-tackle from Dallas, and another D-tackle from Tennessee who used to play for FIU. We got the tight end from former tight end. That was a really good player for FIU. I remember watching him. He's pretty good. We got the tight end for Kansas City, backup tight end for Kansas City. We got the middle linebacker from Seattle that had over 100 tackles a couple times. We got an outside linebacker from, Cleveland, number 6. He looks like he's a thumper. I saw some highlights. He looks like he's a thumper. We got an outside linebacker, Shaq Barrett from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He still got enough in the tank where he'll be able to get probably 7 or 10 sacks. We got Chubb and number 91, Jordan from UM coming back. But we don't know when both of these guys coming back because they had season-ending injuries. So we had to take care of the outside linebacker. And Wilkins left to go to the Raiders for $110 million. A big deal. It's changed his life. But we wasn't willing to pay him. So it's all good. We just got to keep it moving. And we got the second best corner in free agency from the Washington Redskins. We had got the safety from Buffalo. And we just snatching them boys, bro. We snatching a lot of people, bro. I damn near had a heart attack when Tyreek said he was going to retire, but that was April Fool's joke. But anyway, anywho, I get a Dolphins a B+ because we was laser focused on one thing, which was defense. We needed defenders. We lost Xavier Howard. That was a big loss, but he hasn't really produced since about 3 years ago when he got 10 interceptions. 3-4 years ago when he got 10 interceptions. But interceptions are everything. But the turnovers, we still got a number one corner in Jalen Ramsey that we traded for. So, yeah, the Miami Dolphins did pretty well. And we got two receiving tight ends that can be a check down for a tour. I'm really stoked with what the Dolphins did. They really did their thing. We also extended Mostert, I think about 1 or 2 years. He did put up a Dolphins record, 18 touchdowns, ran for over 1,000 yards. So he did his job. So, yeah. And we got the other boy. We did let him go. We let one of our young running backs. So we signed him. He's a pretty good guy. Third down back pretty much. And our backup is still with us under that rookie contract. So I'm thinking, like, with the Dolphins, if we could at least score 35 points on off of 28 to 35 points. No. 28 to 42 points on damn near every team. Our defense is so good that we'll be able to lock it down and do our damn thing and win at least 11, 12 games. That's what I'm thinking about. The Miami Dolphins free agency is doing a thing, and I cannot be happier, bro. You got weapons. We doing that thing. And the other thing that's going on, Claypool. We don't need to let Claypool go to the, to the CFL. I don't care what Saskatchewan says. We are not letting. If we could keep him and get the tight ends and have the running back that we signed, and have little stuff on the offense, tweak, we'll be all right. Hopefully, we can re-sign Jeff Wilson, too. I don't know if we re-signed him, but hopefully, we can re-sign Jeff Wilson because he was a beast, too. Not last year, but the year before when he first got traded, he ran for over 1,000 yards overall with San Francisco and the Miami Dolphins. We have two running backs for a cable running for 1,000 yards, and maybe three because I remember the young boy from Texas A&M, who was a rookie last year, ran for 800 yards and he barely got the ball. He didn't even get the ball 150 times. And he ran for damn near 800 yards and caught for about 100, 200 yards. You feel me? So we got a 1, 2, 3 four punch out running back, what basically two slashes and two pounders, and one running back that could do the third down running back duties. We got two guys like that, but yeah. The Miami Dolphins did pretty good at free agency overall by re-signing a lot of key components on offense and bringing in a lot of key components on free agency during the free agency period. It's not over yet, so let's go, Dolphins. This is Ringo Known Sports. I love you. Peace.